You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 105 and verse 4. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. A lot of people seek God in crisis time. They seek God when they are in crisis. They seek God when they are in problem. But I want to tell you that God's desire is that we will seek him all the days of our lives. The scripture says, seek his face forevermore. Don't stop seeking him. Many people seek God when they have a need. They seek God when they have an emergency on their hands. But God wants us to seek his face forevermore. Seek him every day. Seek him because you love him. Seek him because you want to know him. Seek him every day. Be desperate for God every day. Don't wait until the time of crisis. Don't wait until you have one diagnosis. And that is the time you now want to become serious with God. You have opportunity now to seek him. You have opportunity now to know him every day. Is it not better to just seek him, to just spend your life seeking him? He says, seek the Lord. See, that's an instruction. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Many people are seeking many things. We are even seeking some legitimate things. But are you really seeking the Lord? Are you seeking the Lord? Or it is only when there is problem in your lives that you want to seek the Lord? I know a woman, when her marriage is doing fine, she doesn't give attention to the word of God. Even fellowshipping with other believers becomes a problem. But as soon as marital crisis starts, she begins to listen to the word of God. She begins to attend fellowship with the children of God. You see, you will run yourself into problems. Seek God, seek God. It means that people are not really interested in God. They are only interested in solving their problems. And so when they have problems that only God can solve, that's when they seek God. When they have problems that money can solve, they don't care about God. When they have problems doctors can solve, they don't care about God. But when they have problems that only God can solve, that's when they now remember God. I pray you will remember God for just being God, not because you are seeking anything. You will be desperate seeking God, and it's not that you have any problem in your life. You see, that's how to see God. Today, people will wake up 6 a.m. to join somebody praying. Why? Because they have one problem they want. They are seeking God to solve. They can run to a mountain. It's because they have problems. You see, they are seeking solution. They are not seeking the solution provider. They are not seeking God. They are just looking for solutions everywhere. No, seek God. When you have God, what else will you be seeking again? What solution will you be seeking? Was it not Philip that said, show us the Father? Jesus said, I have been with you. Can you imagine? Jesus said, I've been with you all this while. Don't you know me? They told Jesus that his disciple does not fast. He said, why should they fast? He said, the danger of religion. Jesus was physically there. They were still fasting. They refused to obey Jesus. They refused to follow Jesus. But they were maintaining their religion. That is what is happening today. People have refused to become Christ-like. But they are worried about earring. They are worrying about trouser. They are worrying about this. They are worrying about that. But their lives is not being transformed to the Christ, to Christ-likeness. Once your life is transformed to Christ-likeness, all of those other things, you will discover they are irrelevant. You will just discover that you will get your life right. Will Jesus not get his life right? Can you see Jesus and say he doesn't dress well? When you become like him, will you not dress well? Will every other thing not be corrected? But no, people will focus on religion. So Jesus was physically with them. He was teaching them and they refused to accept his teaching. They refused to obey him. And then they are fasting. And then they are accusing the disciple of Jesus. Why are you not fasting? Why should they fast? What are they looking for? Jesus said, I'm here. Why should they fast? And I pray you will genuinely seek Jesus like that. That you are not going to seek Jesus because you have problem. You are going to seek Jesus because he is worthy to be sought after. He says, seek the Lord and his strength. And his strength. When you seek him, his strength will be with you. Not just in the days of emergency. You already have him. Please don't have this relationship with God that it is only in crisis you are seeking God. In fact, at those times, you won't even have courage to seek God. Job didn't seek God in crisis time. He sought God when everything was perfect. His devotion to God when he had no problem. Some people that have problems don't even have those kind of devotion to God. That's the way to seek God. That's how to walk with Jesus. Seek him, love him. Let every cell in your body, may they be craving for Christ. Not because you need financial breakthrough, not because you want visa, but because he's worthy. He himself, just about him. And if you have him, will you not have all of those other things? Do you think when you have him, he will drop his power somewhere and say, okay, I'll come to you, but I won't come with my grace, with my power, with my glory? No, he comes with everything. For in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead. May the Lord give you understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.